nature within this world, although it works in such perfect harmony and unity, it is by nature, especially in this age of Kali, in the process of destroying unity. It is a law of nature. The law of gravity is to push everything down. Yes? What goes up must come down. Simple demonstration. Now I push it up and it goes down. Everything by nature is going in a downward motion. We have to actually fight against this law to find peace, to find sanctity, to find organization, and to find unity in this world. It is a fact. Time disintegrates everything. That is the law of nature. And in this age of Kali, which is an age of quarrel and hypocrisy, there are so many different types of egos. And every ego thinks in terms of my own interest, my own purpose. Sociologists and psychologists have called the world today the I society, where everyone is thinking of I, me, and mine. So many different interests, so much conflict, so much tension. And for people to be happy, they have to be free from these tensions created by disunity. What is the meaning of yoga? Yoga means unity. What is the meaning of religion? Religion comes from the Greek word religio, which means to bind back, to be in harmony, to be in unity. Every living being has a body, has a mind, and has a consciousness. And the consciousness is the energy emanating from the soul or the Atma. So to harmonize the body, the mind, and the soul is the art of yoga. If we don't have unity within ourselves, then is it possible for us to create unity in the world around us? No. You can't give something you don't have. Even if you have all good intentions, if you have no money and you see poor people and you want to help them, then you have to get a job and make money so you can help them. Otherwise, of course, you could pray for them, which is... But unless you have spiritual sanctification, there will be no potency even to your prayer. If we have unity, we can create unity. If our mind is in conflict, if our mind is not balanced with our body and with the needs of the soul, then there is a fundamental disunity in our life. And when there's so many dysfunctional people, they may be simple people in the streets, they may be big, big politicians, big, big industrialists, but if they are not in harmony with their own consciousness, if their mind, body, and soul are not one in interest, in purpose, if they are not unified, then there's problems. There could be no real peace. There could be real no happiness. There can be no real love. That is what yoga means, simply to unite. To unite the body with nature. That is hatha yoga. To create unity within the mind and the body. That is pranayama. To create unity with the mind and the Atma, that is jnana. To create unity between the soul and God, that is bhakti. That is the complete yoga system, unity. And in that unified condition, we can actually express that natural innate love that we have found in our own life in everything we do in the world.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.